Blog Talk Radio.
To the Heart of Love radio show, coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. The number here is 646-595-4311. The number here is, again, 646-595-4311. Today I'm going to revisit an old message I had spoken about before, some time ago, about planting the seed. So we're going to talk about seed today, and we're going to talk about planting the seed, and I hope that the word will encourage you in your life. I'm going to get everything started right now with Darlene McCoy's Be With You. And after that, the next message you will be listening to is the message about planting your seed.
the Heart of Love Radio Show. The Heart of Love Radio Show.
Hey, I hope everything's going well. I hope things are going well with you guys. This is G Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. And I want to just talk to you guys today about planting and believe in your God-given seed. You know, and I want to just tell you today that God gives us the things that we have need of. And, you know, there's a story that we guys have, we've heard so many times in church about the parable of the mustard seed. And for those of you who are listening right now who have never heard this parable, I'm about to read this parable. It comes from the book of Mark, chapter 4, verses 30 through 33. In Mark, chapter 4, verse 30, it says, "Again he said, what shall we say the kingdom of God is like? What parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest seed you plant in the ground. Yet, when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds of the air can perch in its shade." With many similar parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as much as they could understand. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. But when he was alone with his own disciples, he explained everything. Today we're going to talk about the message you could say is this: plant and believe in your God-given seed. Plant and believe in your God-given seed. You know, there's a thing saying that goes like this: which comes first, the chicken or the egg? Which one came first? The chicken that was able to make the egg, or just the egg? You know, that's just something that came to my mind. But we talk about seeds. Seeds come from inside of us. And when God created us, he created us with different abilities and different gifts. There are different things that you might be able to do that I might not be able to do. There might be some things we do that are common, that we have alike. But it doesn't mean that we're the same exact person, because we're not. We're all uniquely and wonderfully made. So we talk about planting and believing in your God-given seed. I know sometimes one of the biggest things that comes to us when we have a gift or we have something that is special, we say, we like to compare it. We like to do the comparison thing where we are comparing our seeds to other people's seeds. And for those of you who are musicians who are listening, you know, musicians, you know, we often compare what we can do with those who can do the exact same thing. Or sometimes you might say, oh, you know, you have a BMW. What kind of BMW do you have? And, you know, then you might say, oh, well, my BMW is bigger. Or, you know, there are a whole bunch of things that we do sometimes in comparing ourselves and comparing our gifts that God has given us. And what I want to tell you today is this: that it doesn't matter the size of your seed. It doesn't matter the size of your seed. Think about this. The mustard seed is the smallest plant. It is the smallest plant seed. It's the smallest seed that you plant in the ground. However, it grows into the largest of all garden plants. So it doesn't matter what the size of your seed. You know, sometimes when it comes to our gifts and it comes to the things that God has told us to do, sometimes we like to say, God can't use my gift because it's just so small. Look down the street, Lord. That person's seed is bigger than mine. Their gift is bigger than mine. They can do more with their gift than I can do with my gift. So my gift is so tiny and so small. Now, what the problem with that is that once we start looking down on our gifts and start comparing our gifts to other people's gifts, what happens is that eventually we don't plant our seed. We don't try to build upon the gift that we have because we're so busy comparing it to other people's gifts. But I want to encourage you today is this, that first of all, it doesn't matter the size of your seed. God can use your vision. God has given all of us visions. Sometimes we say, this thought came across my mind, and it's a good thought, but we don't write the thoughts down. We don't spend time praying about the ideas that come to us. One of the biggest things that makes the biggest difference between someone who is who does it and someone who doesn't do it is the fact of just go ahead and doing it. Just going ahead and doing that thing that God has placed in your heart to do. And I'm saying this because God can use your vision. God can use your vision. And God can use your vision today. Whatever it is that God is doing in your life, whatever it is that God wants and desires to do in your life, he can do it if you allow him to do it in your life. So I'm encouraging you today that your vision can be used by God. It doesn't matter how small it is. I look at, we're right now in a time period where Oprah is about to go off the air from the Oprah Winfrey Show, as we have known it for the past 25 years. And she started, I believe, in Baltimore. And she went from being a newscaster, news journalist, to eventually having her own show. She got started, and she's grown, and now she's a multimillionaire, probably billionaire by now. But God can use your vision. No matter how small you might think it might be, God can use it. And this is a nugget of truth that I want you guys to get today. The size of your seed doesn't determine the end result of the seed. The size of the seed doesn't determine the end result of the seed. Sometimes, like, let's say like this, when you go to the gym and you go and you work out and you say, well, look at these other people, these other guys and girls, women, you know, they're in much better shape than I am. And what happens is that you keep on talking about that. You don't ever try to change or do something about it. You just get locked up in the mode of comparing. But just because you start off small doesn't mean that you're going to end up small. Just because you start off small doesn't mean you're going to end up small. Just because you might be getting into working out. And what happens is this, is that you might be comparing yourself to other people in the gym. But guess what? That doesn't matter. Because if you stay consistent doing that thing that God has placed in your hearts to do, then what will happen is that God will begin to work and move through you, and your situation will change. But it's all about taking one step at a time. It's all about being willing to plant that little seed, even if it is the size of a mustard seed. There are people who have started businesses, who just started making, listen to this, like making cookies. And then the next thing you know, the business people begin to really love the cookies. Then it expands, and then word of mouth gets around. The next thing you know, you have this big company of doing desserts and things like that. Things like that are happening today. I just want to encourage you today to plant and believe in your God-given seed. It doesn't matter the size of your seed. It can be like the mustard seed, the smallest of seeds of the seeds that are planted, but can end up growing to the largest plant in the garden. God can use your vision. If God gave you the vision, he will give you the provision. You just have to have faith and do something. Put some action behind it. And don't forget that the size of the seed doesn't determine the end result of that seed that you plant. If you're just tuning in, this is the Hard Love Radio Show. I'm your host, G. Wright. We'll keep things going right now. This is our girls, Mary, and this is Walking. You listen to the Hard Love Radio Show, and I'll be right back. Boom! You guys are listening to the Heart of Radio of Love Radio Show with your host, G. Wright. That was Mary's Walking. And today we're talking about planting and believing in your God-given seed. Planting and believing in your God-given seed. I just want to, my first point tonight was this, that it doesn't matter the size of your seed. My second point tonight is this one. Don't compare your seed. One of the things that keeps and prevents us from going forward in the things of God is a comparison bug. I call it the comparison bug. The comparison bug says basically this. You know, I'm going to judge what you have and what I have. And if I think that what you have is better than mine, then I'm not going to do it. You know, and that's exactly how some people do. They get the comparison bug. You know, if that person's project is better than ours, if we think it is, if we think they can reach more people than we can, then guess what? We don't push our projects. Sometimes when it comes to different gifts that God has given us, we compare ourselves to people who we see who are basically doing what we think that we are doing, that we love to do. But what happens is this, that when we compare, we kill the dream. We kill the blessing. We kill it. I want to encourage you today, don't compare your seed. When you're planting and believing in your God-given seed, don't compare it, because your seed is unique. Your seed is unique. And I just want to encourage you today to remember that God has given you something that is so precious. It's your dream. It's your gift. It's your seed. It's your vision. And it's so unique. One thing about it is that you can have two people, let's say this, identical twins, same chromosomes, same everything, but can be totally, 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 totally different. Your seed is unique. Your DNA is unique. I just want to encourage you with that, that your seed is unique. It's what makes you, you. It defines you. Your seed is what makes you you. You are, let's say this, I'm G. Wright. There will never be another G. Wright who thinks the way I think, feels the way I feel. There will never be another you. Your DNA is what makes you unique, makes you you. And that's the thing about it, guys. You can have someone who is full of life and they love life, but guess what? That's who they are. You are who you are, and the seed that God has given you is the seed that he's given you. It's something that's within you, and it makes you you. You're unique. Your seed makes you you, and you can never be someone else. No matter what, there will never be another Oprah Winfrey. Now, you can have some people who are great. You have people like Ellen DeGeneres. She has a great and awesome show, and I like her shows. You know, we have a great time with Ellen. You know, there will never be another Oprah Winfrey. It doesn't matter who comes along, who touches our hearts, who might even be able to get into the homes of hundreds and thousands and millions of Americans like Oprah Winfrey has done. But don't compare your seed, because you can never be someone else. Your gift is your gift. Your vision is your vision. And because it's your vision, it makes it different. It makes it yours. Things like this. When you're in the process of creating a song, I can have music and it can be the same music that everyone else has. But what happens is this. When someone else listens to it and they begin to write lyrics and come up with lyrics in their own words, their own perception, that's what makes everyone unique. So when you're writing a song, or you're in the process of writing or creating a song, people might have different viewpoints. People might feel differently about the same track and come up with totally different words, totally different lyrics and everything. But I want to encourage you that you can never be anyone else. Don't compare your seed. Your seed is precious. Your seed is special. And that's what makes you you. You're unique. I apologize for that, guys. You're unique. It's what makes you you, and you can never be someone else. Plant and believe in your God-given seed, because it doesn't matter the size of your seed, and then don't compare that seed. Right now, I'm going to go to Jay Moss's remix of We Love You, featuring Marvin L. Winans and Byron Cage. And I'll be right back. The number here is 646-595-4311. If you want to turn in and tune in and say something, just make sure you press the 1 button. It lets me know that you're ready to come on cue live. I'll be right back after this next song.
Yeah. Now I need somebody to get excited about Jesus in this place. I want to know, do I have anybody in here that loves the Lord? Yeah. Come on. Am I being played?
to bless you. We lift our hands to reach you. We lift our hearts to love you. Holy is your wonder. We present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you. We love you. Lift up your voices and say this. We love you, Lord. We love you. Say that with me. Say it. Come here, Byron.
You guys are listening to the Heart of Love radio show. I'm your host, G. Wright, and we're talking tonight about planting and believing in your God-given seed. In Mark chapter 4, verse 30, it says this. Again, he said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest seed you plant in the ground. Yet, when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds of the air can perch in its shade." That's the main thing that we're focusing on, verses 30 through 32 tonight. And I just want to encourage you about planting and believing in your God-given seed, because so many of us sometimes we compare our seeds and the gifts that God has given us, and we never get it off the ground. We never get it off the ground because we end up being so much into comparing. We kill our dreams before our dreams can even become reality, and we kill it by comparing our seeds, by comparing our gifts, by comparing our talents and the different things God has blessed us with other people who have similar gifts. So I just want to encourage you with that. So if you've been listening, the first point I said tonight was this: doesn't matter the size of your seed. It really doesn't. Because like that scripture says in Mark chapter 4, verse 31, it says that the mustard seed is the smallest seed you plant in the ground. However, it grows into the largest plant in the garden. Your dreams can start with just a thought, just a vision. It might seem like it's minuscule, like it's not important. But guess what? It can grow. It can grow into something that's big. I think about Starbucks, the Starbucks chain. And I love Starbucks. And if anyone of you know me, you know that I love Starbucks. I just love the atmosphere. And I can be honest, I really wasn't necessarily a big coffee drinker. But there's something just about Starbucks that I really love. And I'm saying this, I'm just imagining that someone just started with one store. And people loved the store. And then they started getting a bigger revenue. And then next thing you know, they've actually went from one location to two locations, then just expanded. Now Starbucks is nationwide, even internationally. It's out there. It's out there internationally. I had Starbucks in Japan. There's Starbucks probably in Germany. But the point I'm saying is this. It start out small. Your dreams can start out small. However, it can impact the lives of so many other people if you would just allow your dream to grow and allow God to encourage you with that, then what's going to happen? You're going to see a change in your life. You know, my third point is this: plant your seed in the ground. You know, we talk about planting. When it comes to planting, if you have a seed, if you have the gifting, you have to put the seed somewhere. You have to put your talent, you have to put your gifts, you have to put it to use. You have to give it time to grow. So it's not just enough to have your seed. You got to plant your seed. Plant your seed in the ground. And I know it sounds very practical, because it is really practical. Planting takes action. You have to get out there, make sure that ground, that area is fertilized. Make sure that it has all the nutrients, all the different things that seed is going to need to help it to grow. So I want to encourage you today with this, that if you plant your seed in the ground, it will grow. If you plant it in the ground, your seed will grow. Now, we can talk about the different parts of planting a seed and what happens if you plant your seed in the right type of predicament, right type of soil, what can happen, because you want to make sure that your seed falls on good ground. We'll make sure that your seed falls on good ground, but that's another message. But what I'm focusing on tonight is this: planting your seed in the ground. When you plant something, you're believing that your seed is going to grow into that thing that you're planting. If you plant an apple seed, you expect it to have an apple tree. It's not going to be a pear tree. It's not going to be a grapevine. It's going to be an apple tree. So make sure that you plant your seed in the ground. It will grow. If you plant it, it will grow. You know, there's so many different ways you can come off with this message. And again, the number here is 646-595-4311. If you would like to actually come through, you know, feel free to come through. Let me hear what you think about this. The number here is 646-595-4311. But if you plant your seed in the ground, it will grow. If you plant it in the ground, it will grow. So it's not enough. It's not enough just to have your gifts. You have to do something about your gifts. Some of you who love to sing, you might have to go out there and you might have to get a vocal coach. You know, for those of you who love to dance, you might need to go and get a dance teacher. For those of you who like to draw, you might need to go somewhere where you can learn. You can sit underneath someone, a teacher, and learn how to draw to help better your craft. There are things that have to happen. But if you do your action, if you do put some action behind it, it will grow. If you begin to do stuff, if you begin to take steps, it will grow. You will see some results. But while you're planting your seed in the ground, you also have to protect it while it is in the ground growing. There are certain times, let's say like this, I'm not really a green thumb, but I'm sure if my Aunt May were alive, if she were alive today, she just passed a few weeks ago, I just want to say thank you for keeping me in your prayers. She has a green thumb. And before she left, she came to my apartment and she looked at my plants. She told me what I needed to do, what I didn't need to do. And I'm just going to just give you this visual. The seeds have been planted. Sometimes the plants, when the plants, some things weren't growing correctly. And even though it was just there, it was just growing, it was just sucking the nutrients and everything out of it, but it really wasn't the plant. Some of the leaves were just taking nutrients, but it was basically dead. It was no use. So she pruned it. She took some things off. She had to cut some things off. But the point I'm saying is this: whether your seed is planting in a pot, you know, the story is, as far as planting, but the seed represents more than just a physical seed. It also represents your gifts. It also represents the talents God has given you. You got to protect it while it's growing. That means that there's some things you've got to do. And one of the things that my mom has always told me when I was growing up, and it was basically this, that you can't tell everyone everything, and that everyone doesn't have your best interests. So while you're planting and believing in your God-given seed, you can't expose your seed to a whole bunch of mess. You can't expose yourself to negative people. You can't expose your dreams, your desires, the different things God has given you. You can't share that with everyone, because everyone doesn't like what God is doing in your life right now. Everyone is not pleased that you have a dream. It takes me to the story of Joseph and the dreams that he had and how his brothers became basically upset and jealous. He had dreams. He dreamed dreams, but you can't expose your seed to everything. You can't share everything with everyone, because everyone is not thinking about your best interest. That's how come we have copyright laws. That's how come we can copyright things. We can copyright ideas, songs, and anything. You can copyright and patent your ideas and different things like that. But the point is this: you have to protect your seed while it's growing in the ground. Now, there are some things that are just between you and God, until things really get out there and God puts it in your heart to share that with everyone else. But while your seed is growing, you have to make sure that it has the correct amount of sunlight, right amount of air. Some plants are different. Some seeds are going to be different. But you got to protect it while it is in the ground growing. Protect your dream. Share your dream with people that you know you can share your dream with. You know, all those things are important. And then once you plant your seed in the ground and it grows and you're protecting it, it will bring forth a harvest. If you plant and you make sure you do the things you're supposed to do, guess what? It's going to bring forth a harvest. Look at Oprah Winfrey's harvest. Why am I up on Oprah Winfrey? Because I love Oprah Winfrey. But look at her garden, if you would say. Look at her life and how it's yielded a big harvest. It only started with the dream. This is what I wanted to do. I believe I can do this. A lot of prayer, a lot of dedication, having the right team of people around you makes a big, big difference. Your seed will bring forth the harvest. You know, there's a saying that goes like this, you know, what you put out, it will come back. If you put out positive energy, guess what? Positive energy will come back. Now, life does happen, but it's all about how you deal with it. But God, I know God has given you gifts. He's given you the ability to grow. He's given you the opportunity to dream. And I believe that this year, if we will step out and start doing the things that we say we want to do, then guess what? We're going to see a change in our lives. I'm just going to share something with you guys. I'm going to share with you that, you know, when I went to Japan and came back, I've experienced some changes. I've experienced some different things that have happened in my life. God has given me a seed. He's placed something in my heart for me to do. But my goal when I came back, it was to do that dream. It was to pursue it. But at the same time, it was also, I was just ready to jump into what I knew was familiar. I'm in a place right now where I can go ahead and plant the seed, where it's being planted right now. I want to encourage you today that you might be going through some things. You might be experiencing some situations in your life, and God's giving you a vision. And it's at this point, this time, for you, not just me, but for you as well, to step out and do those things that God's called you to do. This is time to step out and plant your seed. It's time to go ahead and do that thing you've been created to do. And believe that God's going to do it and take steps toward that. But plant your seed in the ground. Take some action today. And if you're dealing with fear, I want you to check out this next song. This is Kirk Franklin's Hello Fear. Check out these words. The number here is 646-595-4311. This is G. Wright. You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show.
Hello Fear.
And one more thing before you leave.
Whoa.
Hello. not fighting with you no more. Long breakups, so I'll just say
to the Heart of Love Radio Show, and I'm hoping that you're enjoying the message tonight, that you're getting something out of this actual radio show. This is the Heart of Love Radio Show, and I just want to say that I am so grateful for you guys who actually listen to the radio show. The radio show is basically a show where that really was created to encourage you guys. And I hope that you guys are encouraged by the message here today. The message, if you're tuning in, is entitled Plant and Believe in Your God-Given Seed. Plant and Believe in Your God-Given Seed. I just want to encourage you guys that those who are listening right now to just know that God is able to do all things. God can and God will. You know, we have dreams. So many people are hurting. You have desires. The things that you have been believing in and praying that God would do in your life. And you're in this place right now. where you have the gifts, you have the things that God has given you, you have the visions, but you're just afraid. And I believe that's what's happening in the body of Christ. So I believe that this message is so very much important for everyone who's listening tonight. Plant and believe in your God-given seed. Plant and believe in your God-given seed. Believe in the gifts that God has given you. Believe the things that God has told you that he would do. Because some of you out there who are listening tonight or who are listening right now, God has been speaking to you about doing some things, but you've been saying, God, I can't do it. Why don't you call my brother, because my brother can do a much better job than I can. That's my sister's job. You know, I can't do that. I can't even do it, because I don't even have the resources. But you know what? It starts with a dream. Then it starts with planting it. Planting and believing what God has given you. And I say God-given seed, because your gifts, God has given you the gifts you have. God has given you the gifts that you have. So it's God-given seed. My first point tonight is this. It doesn't matter the size of your seed. My second point, don't compare your seed. My third point, plant your seed in the ground. Yes, you have to plant it. You have to do something. You have to put some action behind your gifts. You have to do something. You have to do something about it. Just don't hold on to your gifts. Like the story in the Bible of the man with talents. The one who had, I believe, like two talents went and his talents were multiplied because he used the two talents he had. He planted his seed. He did things that he was supposed to do. Then the one who had five talents used all the gifts, planted it. When I say planted it, basically used the gifts. He did something with the gifts. Was blessed with more gifts. Then another one took it. One who had one was afraid and hid that gift and said, you know, look, I was afraid and I know how you are. So I planted your seed. I planted it. They really didn't do anything. I basically hid it. And here's your gift. You know, we're in a very crucial time in our lives and in the history of this. In our civilization, so many different things are happening all around us, and Jesus Christ is coming again really soon. And in this hour, there might be a recession going on in the United States, but for the children of God, God is blessing. God is blessing us continually and continuously blessing us. So my point that I want to leave you with tonight is this. It will grow. Your seed will grow. It will be used by God to reach many. You know, you have to believe that. You have to believe that God has blessed you with the things he's blessed you with, not so you can just keep it to yourself, but so you can help those who need help, so you can help those who are hurting, those who are full of pain. I just want to encourage someone who's listening right now to get up off your butts. Get up off your behinds and stop whining and complaining about what you don't have. God has given you a gift. Use your gift. Some of you, it might be public speaking. Speak to people around you. And believe that God is going to open up doors to help you to reach those people he wants you to reach. You know, it's amazing when you watch shows like American Idol and you see some artists, they take the critiques and then they grow. They grow into whoever they are going to become. I want to encourage you today to plant and believe in your God-given seed. And when we talk about planting, I'm not just talking about like planting in the natural sense, but also as far as using your gifts, using the things God has given you, using the visions God has given you. And I believe that, like myself, I'm in a place right now where I need to really be using and believing in the gifts that God has given me. in this season. Things aren't going the way I expected them to go. But if God has given you a vision, it will grow. Then that seed will do what it was intended to do. You know, God has given you gifts, and sometimes God will allow situations to happen in your life so that it can push you to go ahead and do what he's created you to do. That's where I'm at right now. I'm just being transparent with you guys concerning this. This is where I'm at right now in my life, because I'm believing that God is going to push me into a place where I need to be, that he's opening the doors. And the gifts that he's given me, I have to be willing to use these gifts, because the things that God has given you and the things he's given me aren't just for us, but they're for us to share with other people who are hurting. You know, there's so much I can go on and say, but then be able to bless others. It will grow so you can bless others. It will grow so you can bring other people to Christ. It will grow so you can make a difference in someone's life. Your seed will grow so that you can touch someone's life. And I'm looking at Oprah Winfrey's show. You know, and I'm looking at the many lives she's touched. Whether some people agree with her, some people don't like her, whatever. But guess what? She's making a difference in someone's life. I just want to encourage you today to plant and believe in your God-given seed. It doesn't matter the size of your seed, so stop looking at how small it might be. Don't compare your seed to other people's seeds. Don't compare your seed. Don't compare your gifts to other people's gifts. You're unique. Plant your seed in the ground. Put some action. Do something about it. And it will grow. Believe today. I hope you guys are receiving the word. I just want to say God bless you. And I'm going to leave you with this last song from my project entitled All Things Are Possible. This song is Receive My Love, and this is the remix. And I look forward to seeing you guys next Tuesday from 9 to 10. Don't forget, plant and believe in your God-given seed. God bless. Yeah.
Receive my love.